Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'ase Sheni Daf Nun Zayin in the Ohi Zohar edition, Perek Chamishi Halacha Hey in the middle of the Mishnah. So we're starting in Zayin Amud Aleph a few lines down. The Mishnah goes on to quote the vidui of the Ma'aser. When a person does the beer, gets rid of all the Ma'asers and Trumas, he does a vidui, and then he concludes the vidui and says Hashkifo Mimoin Kotshecho Min Hashamayim. Meaning we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us through Shamayim. Why now are we davening? Says the Gemara, Asinu ma shegazar toleinu. We did whatever you told us to do. Afata asem ha-shitachtonu. So you also do what you promised us. What did you promise us if we do this? Hashkivim on kodshach v'na Shamayim v'rechis amuchos Yisrael b'boni v'bonis. Ki brocha ta'am Yisrael with boys and girls. V'es adamo shirasat lanu. Ge brocha to the adamo betal uv'ruchos v'motor. With you, with wind and rain. Ubevlodus be'imo. And have the animals should be able to have lotus. So make sure that the eretz has milk and honey, so the fruits will be very tasty. From here we learned, Yisrael and even a mamzer was not a kosher Yisrael could do a vidui. But not converts and not freed slaves. You have to have a chelik bar, it has to be something, someone who owns a land. It can be also created in Levi. They also don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have a regular nach like any other person in Yisrael, but they do have Ari Migrush, they do have the cities that were given to Levim, that's considered to be their nachla. Yechon Gadol stopped the Ohidah of a Maise. It says, don't do Vidu anymore on Maise. Why? Because in the Vidu, we're saying they're giving Maise to the Levi. And they used to give the Maise to the Kohen. So he can't do Vidu anymore. He stopped it. Avu b'telesa me'oyurim v'sanoikvim. He also stopped another Gzeiris, another thing that Yechon Gadol established, is there was no one me'oyurim, meaning the Levim should not sing the song of Uro Lamatishan Hashem. The pastor says, Hashem, why are you sleeping? Obviously, it doesn't mean literally. But the Amorot says maybe will not understand. They'll think that they're saying Kishbo is sleeping. And the other thing is that would hurt the animals. They'll give him a hit in order for the animal to fall down, so it'll be easy to shecht it. And it'll look like Matil Mum Bekotchim. It'll look as if they're making a blemish in the Kotchim. So he stopped it and instead made the rings where they hold the animals in the rings. Ad Yom Ve'apoti Shmaki B'Yerushalayim. Till this day, there were hammers hammering in Chol HaMoed. He stopped that. Even though you're allowed to do melacha and Chol HaMoed for Dover HaHovet, for anything, it'll be a loss. But here he stopped it because it didn't look right for the Moed. And in his days, people don't have to ask a Ladamai. So we'll see in the Gemara, Pashtas means those days everybody was mafrish maestros. He made special people to be responsible for it. So he always knew that any fruits, there was a froshos maeser. Says the Gemara, so according to the Gisa that we have in the Mishnah, that makes a lot of sense, the Gemara understands that the Vidui was done in Mincha of the last day of Pesach. Says the Gemara, why not the first day of Pesach, the first Yom Tov? Says the Gemara that Nuzayin would base, so they have what to eat. Vidui means they have to get rid of all the Trumas of Maaser. I want him to have Maaser Sheni so he can eat it during Yom Tov. And then only by the end of Yom Tov, he say, I got rid of everything. Why wait for Mincha? He still has an obligation to eat in the morning of the Yom Tov. You have to eat two meals in Yom Tov, night and day. So you let him eat the meal, and after the meal in Mincha, he does the Vidui. Semai says Sheni v'neta revai. So we learned from the Psukim, they have Maaser Sheni v'neta revai when it says Biatis HaKodesh. It says more Tani v'Bikurim. There's a bright side that adds also Bikurim. That's also part of the Vidui. Man Tani Bikurim. Who's the one the Omer that says Bikurim is part of the Vidui? They have to do Biur. Rabbanan. That's it, it's Rabbanan. Man loy tana bikurim, who's one dama disagrees? Rabbi Shimon, the Tanina we learned earlier, chayovim bibir, Rabbi Shimon Breiter, there is there a beer by bikurim or not? Chayovim say yes, Rabbi Shimon says no. Nosati v'lelevi mikan she noisti maisa lekuna. The pasuk says he gave it to the Levi, the Mishnah learns they gave the maisa to the Levi. I mean, the Mishnah learns you don't give maisa to a kohen. If the tevel got burned, he had no chance to do two misumaisers, can't do a vidu. How do we know that? So Rav Chaim learns the pshat like this. We learned in the Mishnah that he did a frosh from two different types that are not the same, so he can't do a vidu. What's the chiddush? If you did a fresh shofar minyan she'eino minoy, the fresh is not chal, doesn't work. So it's still tevel. So what's the chiddush? Chiddush is that on tevel you can't say vidui. So a person, even if he did everything right, he just had tevel, he didn't have yet the chance to do a fresh shofar minyan she'eino minoy, he can't do a vidui. Is tani tani kol mitzvah shebatoyim me'akvus. There's a verse that says, see, kol mitzvah chashetzi v'sonei. That's what we say. We did all the mitzvahs. It means every single mitzvah. If a person knows he did not do one mitzvah, he can't do vidui. He's tani tani. There's another verse that says, kol mitzvah shebaparsha me'akvus. He has to do all the mitzvahs of trumas and ma'asos, but not all the mitzvahs of the Torah, in order to say the vidui. From Agav Papa Boy Kamir Rabbi Zeiro. So he has a question. According to the first one, the Amar, he has to do every single mitzvah. What happened if a filu higdim tefilu shalroish a tefilu shayat? If you put the tefilu shalroish before the tefilu shayat, that's not a meferish pasuk in the Torah. It's something which is lechur kal, easier. If he did not follow the Torah to the T, and he put tefilu shalroish before tefilu shayat, he cannot say vidui? Omerle of anas of again, I also hold this way, yes, that if you do tefilu shalroish before tefilu shayat, it doesn't work. Because you have to keep every single mitzvah. It's almost impossible. Person needs to go to Beis Hamikdash, do vidui ma'aser. He needs to make sure he did not over any aveir in the Torah, even the smallest one. So the more zu chalo, we said that when it says in the pasuk, min habayis, it means chal. So this seems to be a side note. You mean when you do chal on the entire dough. When you do chum on the entire dough. As we saw earlier regarding ma'aser, that you have to do on the whole thing, because you want to include also things that fell off, that they also should be included in the afrasha. So challah too, you take challah, you want to make sure the challah is taking care of the entire dough. It says, La'ashem, that's Shema Miyuchot, that means that he has to say a bracha when he does the afrasha. And other mefarshim bring, the pshat is he has to say that this challah is La'ashem. This truma is La'ashem. Says the Gemara, "Minayin shelo yoso klum at sheishar miktas." When you do truma and chalo, how do you know it doesn't work unless you leave something? It can't be the entire iso will be chalo, or the entire fruits will be truma. Tomud loyer mi reishis veloy kol reishis. It needs to be some of it could be a truma and chalo, but not the whole thing. You have to have some shear, something left over. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Nun Zayin.